Welcome to the Tzorba Merabanan Hilchot Shabbat program with Rabbi Shalom Rausner. Tzorba is a revolutionary halacha sefer which guides you through over 300 topics in Jewish law in a unique signature style. In this weekly series specifically, Rabbi Shalom Rausner learns through the Tzorba Hilchot Shabbat volumes, helping us all master the halachot of Shabbat in just 2 years. Tzorba volumes are available for purchase worldwide on Amazon. And to learn more about Tzorba, or for those in Eretz Yisrael looking to purchase volumes, please head over to tzorbaolami.com. For more information, see the description below. And now, Rabbi Shalom Rausner.
Okay, here we go with Bishul, our second shiur regarding Inyani Bishul. We start a new volume in the Tzorba Merabanan, the Lax family edition of the volumes. This volume is dedicated to Le'ilu Nishmas Yakir Hexter and David Schwartz, who were Moser Nefesh and gave their lives al-Kiddush Hashem, defending Am Yisrael here in Medina Yisrael, and the Neshama Shav and Aliyah through all the learning and the inspiration that takes place through this volume, volume number 18 of the Tzorba series. And we are continue with Hilchos Bishul B'Shabbos. We spoke about direct sources of heat the last time. We spoke about fire, and we spoke about Toldos Eish and Toldo Shemesh, and today we discuss the secondary sources of heat, where we will discuss in this year Kli Rishon, Iri Kli Rishon, Kli Sheni, Iri Kli Sheni, Kli Shlishi. Along the way, we'll also discuss Dover Gush and a couple of other issues, Magus, other very important Lamaisa issues relating to Bishul B'Shabbos. Let's get right into it. Right, we know cooking in fire on Shabbos in a pot that's on the fire, that is Bishul B'Shabbos. That is a Kli Rishon. What's the definition of a Kli Rishon? A first Kli, a Kli that is on the fire, a Kli Rishon. If that pot is taken off the fire, that's called a Kli Rishon. That's off the fire, but it's still a Kli Rishon. Anything that was cooked directly on the fire is called a Kli Rishon. And the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Shabbos, in source number one, we're on page 23. If I have a pot that was removed, still boiling from the fire, lo yitin l'tocha tavlin, you cannot put spices into it that were not cooked. Remember? So, meaning what? Even if it's not on the fire anymore. It's not on the fire anymore, it could still be subject to Bishul D'oraisa. It doesn't have to be. We spoke about last time, I think, about the cold water going into the dud on top. Which could be an issue, but here, putting it into a pot that's not on the fire on Shabbos, it's still Bishul D'oraisa. But you could put it into a different pot, what we would call a Kli Sheni. What's the difference between a Kli Rishon and a Kli Sheni? So if you look in the Yerushalmi, the language of the Yerushalmi in the third paragraph of Shabbos, in source number two, sounds like it's a Din D'Rabbanan, a Chilik D'Rabbanan, meaning Mi D'oraisa, there shouldn't be a Chilik. The language of Rabbi Yonah in the Yerushalmi. Kan v'kan, ein ayat sholetispo. Ela asu harchaka l'kli risho, v'lo asu harchaka l'kli sheni. And the Ramban gets from that, the Ramban of Avodah Zorah daf ayin dalid, that it's an issur d'rabanan to cook in a pot that once it's off the fire and it is cooled off. No difference fundamentally between Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni. That is not generally what we hold. We seem to hold that even on a D'oraisa level, there is a chilik, and if somebody cooks in a pot that was off the fire that is still hot, so that is an Isser D'oraisa. That's Bishul D'oraisa. That's what the Rashba says. In Shabbos Dav Mem, which is the sugya of Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni, the Rashba says towards the end of that piece in source number four, anything that comes in that was cooked before Shabbos, you're allowed to cook on Shabbos. That was the Mishnah that we mentioned previously. Ein bishul achar bishul. Klomar, afilu b'kli rishon. Even in a kli rishon, you could put it once it was cooked. Even though actual cooking in it, in a kli rishon that's removed, if it's a shogeg. So therefore, we assume that cooking in a Kli Rishon, even Shahusar Me'al Ha'ish, but if it's still Yad Sol Edisbo, if it's still boiling hot, that could be subject to Bishul D'oraisa. And the Shulchan Aruch paskens this way, in Shin Yud Ches, remember Shin Yud Ches is the simon about Bishul B'Shabbos, Shin Yud Ches Iftes, source number 5, Kli Rishon, Pirish, HaKli Shemishtamish Bo'al Ha'ish, the Kli Rishon, meaning the Kli that was on the fire, Afilu La'acher Sheviru Me'al Ha'ish, even after you've taken it off, Mivashel, let's say I have a burning hot pot of soup, and I took it off the fire, and what do I want to put in it? I want to put in, let's say, baked croutons. Baked of those bread croutons that were baked, that's a problem. Because we learned already, Bishul, yes, Bishul Acharafia. right? And therefore, at least lachadchila, it's a problem. If you put in the croutons, regular soup nuts, the yellow ones, so those are deep fried and named bishel achabishel by yavish for sure. And if you're going to put it not in the pot, but if you're going to move it from the pot, you can put it into the bowl that we'll learn about kli shlishi. That would also be okay according to many poskim. But putting it in the pot, we're talking about a kli rishon. That's the first part of the discussion. Says the Shulchan Aruch, aser kozman sheyatzo ledes bo. Obviously, only as long as it's still burning hot. Once it is cooled off, then it's not a problem anymore. Says the Mishnah Brura, Avalameina, Yatso, let this pause. We just explained, Afilu Bakli Rishon, Eino Mevashal. And Rav Simcha Budim Kohn here in the Shabbos kitchen, it's quoted, give some examples. When may not add seasoning to a pot of hot soup, even after the pot has been removed from the blech. If somebody's going to add spices or seasoning that has not been cooked yet, so that can be subject to bishul daraisa, biblical bishul, even after it has been taken off the fire. Putting a little cold water in. Let's say I want to cool off the soup for someone who doesn't want it so hot. You can't cool it. You can't put an ice cube in. Putting a couple of ice cubes into the burning hot soup. The kli rishon? No, it's cooking the ice cubes. And that would be a problem. Fine. That's kli rishon, and kli rishon shehusar me'al ha'esh. What about kli sheni? So the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Mem has four words. Kli sheni eino mevashel. A kli sheni does not cook. You can't cook anything in a kli sheni. That's not the definition of cooking. Why is that? That is a big discussion. Why is that, that a kli sheni won't be mevashel? So Tosfos, a lot has been written about this. Tosfos, let's see the Tosfos. Tosfos, Shabbos Daf Mem, Amabes. Source number 8. Tema, Maishna, Kli Sheni, Mi Kli Rishon. What's the difference? You could have a Kli Sheni that's hotter than a Kli Rishon. Right? You could have a Kli Rishon that's been taken off the fire, and it's still Yad Sol at this bow, but it's not boiling hot. Or you could have a Kli Rishon right after you take it off, you pour it into a Kli Sheni, and the Kli Sheni is even hotter. So what's the difference? Why is Kli Rishon Mavasho, Kli Sheni ain't a Mavasho? The Yatso Ledes, Afilu Kli Sheni Nami. If it's a Yatso Ledes, then even a Kli Sheni should be a problem. The Ena Yatso Ledes, then if it's not Yatso Ledes, Afilu Kli Rishon Nami Ena Mavasho. Then even a Kli Rishon shouldn't be a problem. So what is the Chilik between Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni? The Yesh Lomar says Tosfos. Lefisha Kli Rishon, Mitoch Sha'amada Hala'or. The Kli Rishon, since it was on the fire, Dofnosav Chamin. Since it was on the fire, Tosfos says, its walls are hot. And it contains and retains the heat a long time. That's why, as long as the yatso ledes bo, it sounds like according to Tosfos, it's in the heating mode and it's going in the heating direction and it retains the heat. The kli sheni, it's going in a cooling direction because it was never on the heat source, and therefore that's why it's allowed. Either way, Tosfos gives a svara. A lot has been written on it. There's an Ar Sameach. If you want to look at Rav Meir Simcha, also has a little more formal definitions. He connects this in Hilchos Shabbos to the sugyas of kocho and koach kocho. It's too far removed from the heat source. So it's not so much in terms of temperature, but once it gets to a kli sheni, it's too far to connect this to your action, to call this bishul in the source of heat, which is the fire, and therefore it is mutter. Either way, that's the Gemara. Kli sheni is not mevashel, because defunos mekaros. We'll get back to kli sheni. There are exceptions to the rule, that things that cook even in a kli sheni, but based on Tosfos, Tosfos says it's the walls of the kli sheni that make a difference. So there are a number of points to make. Number one is a big sugya known as Dover Gush. Dover Gush, you have it there on page 28. Dover Gush. It starts off in Yaradeya, and the question is, does it go to Hilchos Shabbos? The Isser V'Heter, one of the Rishonim, tell us that if I have a burning hot piece of meat and I cut it with a milchig knife, that's going to be a problem. What do you mean? The piece of meat is on my plate. The plate is not a kli rishon. Why is that? Why is that a problem? Says the Isser V'Heter Ha'aruch. No, because the meat is a davar gush. It's a solid item. And solid items retain the heat different than, let's say, liquids, for sure, which would apply. That's where you have the svar of Tosfos, of the funos makaros, the walls are cooling it off. You have to buy a liquid. But by a solid piece of meat, it retains the heat. Says the Isser V'Heter, source number 9. Basar rosei achshei yatso ledes bo, shenachtach besakin shel chalav. You have a piece of meat that was cut with a milchig knife. Oshihu ben yomo mitashmish roseach, o besakin shel shari isurim, or it was cut other isurim. Agav ducha desakina bolei abakulo, is considered a treif knife. Velo domi lekli sheni bedavar yavesh. Why? Leka defanos hamakaros. there are no cooling off walls. And therefore, says the Issur v'Heter, there would be a problem in Yaradei and Hilchas Kashrus. The Marshal extends that, extends this, in the Yamshel Shlomo, maybe not only a solid mamish, but even if you have, let's say, a rice or burgal that is all crushed together, as we'll see later, it has to be a gush, it has to be a unit, it's just granule and all over the plate, that's not holding anything in. But if it's a gush, if it's a solid piece, the Yamshel Shlomo includes that too, a piece of meat, a piece of fish, that is the chumra of davar gush. The Rama in Yaradeya says, we don't even accept this in Yaradeya. Says the Darkei Moshe, if it's already in a klisheni, no, all the cases of cutting the piece of meat that the Yaradeya talks about, that's all in a kli rishon. If it's in a kli sheni, I don't think there's a difference, says the Rama in the Darkei Moshe in his commentary on the Torah. So it's machlokas haposkim in Yaradeya, whether davar gush replaces kli rishon. Who do we paskin like? Can that be brought over? What do we pass it like in Hilchas Yaradeya? And can that be brought over to Hilchas Shabbos? So the Magen Avraham is l'chumra. The Magen Avraham holds like the Marshal. The Magen Avraham in Arachayim Shin Yurches says, V'chein kasva apos can be Yaradeya. The Darashu Gush afilu b'klisheni mevashel v'kosh against Li. So the Magen Avraham is machmir. The Chavos Da says, no, there's a difference between absorption and cooking. Absorption, Davar Gush, is hot enough to absorb, to be maflitu boleya. Says the Chavos Das. The Chavos Das is the Nesivus. The Nesivus is commentary in Yeradeya. Rabbi Yaakov Milisa, one of the prolific achronim, such an important svarim. The Nesivus is his most famous sefer, the Nesivus HaMishpat, which is, he argues much with the Ksos HaChoshen. The Nesivus is on Choshen Mishpat. The Chavos Das is on Yaradeya. The Beis Yaakov is on Meseches Ksubis. The Torah's Gittin is on Meseches Gittin. A lot of writings the Nesivus has. The Makor Chaim on Hilchas Pesach. Says the Nesivus here in the Chavos Das in source 13, Nero Delinian Bishol de Enu Yachol Avashel, Ra Kli Rishon, Sheish Lo Defanos Machamamos, only Kli Rishon, Avol Shar Dvarim, Chamin, Af Sheish Lem Din Kli Rishon, Kugon Davar Gush Lamar Shal, Enam Avashel. It could absorb, it could transfer taste, but it cannot cook. Da'af de Enlo Defanos Makaros, Enlo Defanos Lamachamamos. And Halach, so Machlokas Haposkim, Machlokas Haposkim in Yerodea, Machlokas in Arachayim, whether it is brought over. The Mishnah Berurah says, one should be machmir lechadchila. Mishnah Berurah quotes the Magen Avraham and many others also, lechadchila. The Shmir Shabbos and Pnei Halacha. Rav Avadia is mekel, Kedarka Bakodesh, quoting Sfek Sveika Imsak. Maybe the Halacha is like the Rama in Yaradeya. And even if the Halacha is like the Marshal in Yaradeya, maybe the Halacha is like the Chavos Das in Hilchos Shabbos. So Sfek Sveika Lakula. But if one wants to be machmir, so one has to know. If somebody has a hot piece on his, a whole gush of chalent that's still burning hot on the plate, so one should be careful not to put the salad, you know, nearby, because that could cook the salad or the coleslaw. One needs a machitza, we like to say in our house. You need a machitza between the chalent and the coleslaw. There are coolers of Shlomo Zalman writes that you don't really want the coleslaw to be cooked, and maybe it's lo nichale and misasek and mekalkel. But lechadchila, definitely, it seems like one should, enough poskim say that one should be machmer lechadchila to assume davar gush cooks for Hilchos Shabbos. Ribiat in source 15 quotes some other Lamaisa cases. One may not sprinkle diced onion, garlic, celery, or any previously uncooked spices and seasoning directly onto a hot davar gush. Right. The question is, what about ketchup? We spoke last time in the last year about ketchup. Machlokas Rav Moshe and Rav Shlomo Zalman whether ketchup is called a solid or a liquid. Rav Moshe assumed it was a liquid, and Rav Shlomo Zalman felt it was a solid. But in front of you, you have in source 16, Rav Moshe writes, even according to me, that I say ketchup is a liquid. Could you put it on a hamburger? A hot hamburger? A davar gush? Is the actual lettuce bow? I'll be mekel there, says Rav Moshe. Because even it's a couple of chumras. First of all, davar gush is a chumra. Second of all, ein bishal achar bishal bilach is a chumra. Third of all, I'm not sure if this is a solid or a liquid. So Rav Moshe says, derashon litin ketchup al basar roseach shenitan l'klisheni. Right, that was, you put it in a cliche, and it's mutter. Davim nachmer gam shtei chumers. Shtei chumers, who suffik mamish. So even if you want to say two chumers that are real based on suffik, but it's still In this case, where the chumra of bishalach habishal balach, as we discussed last time, maker a din ain bishalach habishal even balach. Even balach, like the Rambam holds. So we're machmir by davar lach. But that's a chumra ba'alma, where Moshe says to put all of these chumras together. Davar gush, and in a klisheni, and ain bishalach habishal balach, or yesh bishalach habishal balach, so he doesn't think that all these go together. But this is all an outgrowth of that tosis, that the difference between Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni is based on Tefanos, Tefanos Makaros, Tefanos Bachamamos. So therefore, it might not apply to Odavar Gush, where the walls are not used. You have what I mentioned before of Nissen Karelis and Chutz Shani in source 17 mentions that the rice that the Marshal mentions would only be if it's rice that is Gush, that is one unit. If it's just very loose rice, then you wouldn't say that. So that is all Kli Rishon and Odavar Gush. And the concept of Kli Sheni. But what about, before we get to Kli Sheni, let's talk about in between Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni. How do you have in between a Kli Rishon and a Kli Sheni? Irui, pouring from a Kli Rishon to a Kli Sheni. Meaning, I open the urn, I open the faucet, boiling hot water is coming down into my cup. So my cup is a Kli Sheni. According to most, there is a chumra of the Chazon Ish. I didn't see it in the sources here, but there's a chumra of the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish holds that if there is something that is connected to the Kli Rishon, if the Kli Rishon is still ala Ish when I pour it into the Kli Sheni, so let's say a regular urn that we all have, you open up the faucet, you open up the beres, and the hot water goes into the cup. You know what the Chazon Ish says? That cup is also called a Kli Rishon because it's connected to the Kli Rishon that's on the fire. Most don't hold that way. Most assume, Rav Moshe and others assume that, no, that's a Kli Sheni. That's a Kli Sheni. The cup is a Kli Sheni. Okay, that's just, keep in mind, we'll get to talk about Kli Sheni soon. But what about Irui? What about if I put, let's say tea is cookable, is not cooked, a tea leaf, anything I put in the bottom of the cup. So I'm going to open up the urn, so that's a Kli Rishon, but before it hits the bottom of the Kli Sheni, it's going to hit my food. So that's not Kli Sheni, because Kli Sheni doesn't cook. That means if you put something into a Kli Sheni, that's already in a Kli Sheni. But here, it's called Iru. You're pouring from the Kli Rishon to the Kli Sheni. It's left the environment of the Kli Rishon. It is not yet, does not yet have the coolness of a Kli Sheni. So what is the halacha there? So that is a discussion in the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi seems to say that we are machmer, that it is subject to Bishul. But if you look in Tosfos and Shabbos Daf Mem Beis quotes, not one, not two, but three opinions. Three opinions about the halacha of Irui Kli Rishon, pouring from the Kli Rishon. Rabbeinu Shmuel, Mevi Raya, source 19, De Irui Kikli Sheni. Rabbeinu Shmuel holds that Irui is Kikli Sheni. Kli Sheni meaning, once it's left the environs of the Kli Rishon, even though it doesn't have the kula of the Tfanus Makaros yet, it's okay, you can still have the cool of a Kli Sheni. Why? Based on a sugya in Psachim, Tata'agvar, that's a Yoredeya sugya. If you pour A onto B, does A overpower B or does B overpower A? So the Gemara's maskana is Tata'agvar, the bottom one's temperature is mashpia on the upper one's Tata'agvar. So Tosfos says, quotes Rabbeinu Shmuel says, you see, from the bottom wins. So if you Iri Kli Rishon is called the Kli Sheni because that's the one that is overpowers. That's Rabbeinu Shmuel. The Ri says the opposite. The Ri nearer to Iri Kli Rishon. No, Iri is like a Kli Rishon. Baby Raya, there's Gemara in Zvachim. Daf Tadihe, Tan Rabban, and Ashe Tevu Shabo. Ein Liela Shabi Shabo. I only know if you cooked in a Kli Cheres, it has to be destroyed. It had Kachim and to prevent Nosar. Iri Latocho Roseh B'Nayin. I don't know. How do I know even if you only poured boiling hot from a Kli Rishon, Tamalomar, Asher Tevu Shabo Yishaver. Alma to Iri Chashem Avashel. So, 2 days, whether Iri Kli Rishon is Kli Rishon or Kli Sheni, how do you have a middle day? How can it be a third day? It's either yes, no. So, says the Tosfos, we continue, Venire, source 21, De Iri Lo Avi Kli Rishon, Velo Kli Sheni, Elam Avashel, Kidei Klipa. It cooks the outer layer. So, it doesn't cook the whole item. It doesn't cook nothing. So it's in the middle. Irui mevashel kidei klipa. So for Hilchas Shabbos, that shouldn't make a difference. For Yaredeya, for Kashrus, okay, it gets the inner layer of the food, the first layer. But for Hilchas Shabbos, you can't cook the outer layer either. So for Hilchas Shabbos, Irui Kli Rishon, l'chaora, according to this, is Kikli Rishon for Garni Hilchas Shabbos is going to be Usser. Mevashel Kidei Klipa. There is a one way that one can, there is a Kula. Let's say somebody's warming up a baby bottle, right? Sometimes you want to give a baby, take somebody frozen milk, take it out, you put it into a boiling hot cup. So could you do Irui on that baby bottle, Irui from a Kli Rishon? And the answer is yes. Why? Because you're not cooking the outside. Let's say you have a hard baby bottle, you're not cooking the outside of that. That's the Kdei Klipa, and inside it's not cooking. So maybe one would be Mekel, one could be Mekel regarding that. Because then the Bevashak of the Klipa wouldn't apply. I'm not sure if you have the bags. Is that called a Klipa? If you have a milk in a bag. Okay, I'm not sure. But either way, this is what the Shulchan Aruch says in Shin Yud Ches, source 22. Also, Litein Tavlin Bekara. You're not allowed to put spices, uncooked spices, in a bowl. Ve'leros alein mikli rishon. To pour on them from a Kli Rishon. Because that is Irui Kli Rishon, that will be Mevashal Kdei Klipa. To Av to Tavlin, the Mishnah explains, Ein Mevashal B'Kli Risheni, Mikomaka Me'iri Mikli Rishon, Kaimalan Du Mevashal Kdei Klipa. Where does this come up? Pouring boiling hot water. Let's say I rinsed my cup out. I wanted to have a clean cup before I put the tea in, before I put that water in. So I'll rinse it out and then I'll go fill it up. I have some drops of cold water in the bottom of the cup. So do I have to do my best to make sure that that's dry? Because the hot water is going to go onto that and be mevashal it. So the Shmir Shabbat says, yeah, you should try to make sure it's dry. Lefichach yesh lahakpid, shalo lishpoch mikli rishon al ale tei, shalo nisbashal agabe yesh beod yom. We'll get to that. We'll have a special separate section on making tea. The Shmir Shabbat says, yeah, because iri kli rishon will be mevashal right when it hits. Vachen yesh lahakpid, shalo lishpoch mikli rishon al tamsis tei kara. If something's cold, o lishpoch lotot salachet, o kos, shin in the kios. Right, Rav Moshe Feinstein also, if this is different, if it's a second cup of tea and then there's some tea left in the bottom, you have to like, and you give me another cup, just to make sure that's cleaned out. So that's different. That's more lakula. Because there we have ein bishal achar bishal. If it's not totally cold, then for sure it's motel achar chila. Right? That's the Ramah. And if it's not, it's not in lagamre, which we discussed in the last year. But even if it is, it's different than taking water out of the tap. Water out of the tap that you rinsed with that was never cooked. Here it was already cooked. And me'ikra din. Ain bishalach bishalbalach. Therefore, there's a few drops. Rav Vosner says, anyway, a few drops. You're not even cooking. It's not not thinking about it, and it's even less than a chatzi shir. And other poskim, if you look in the next verse, Rav Mordechai Elio even says, it could be a chumra dasu de kula. Because what am I going to do? I'm going to take something and try to wipe out the drops. So then I might end up absorbing some of the drops into the material I'm using to wipe out. I might have to squeeze. The squeeze drops. So it's a chumra dasu li kulas. Therefore, if you have, just shake the cup so it's not, you don't have a puddle of water or sitting in there, and that's good enough. That's good enough. You don't have to be so machmir about every single drop. Okay, so that is Kli Rishon and Iri Kli Rishon. And now we get to Kli Sheni. So we said before, Kli Sheni is not mevashel. Kli Sheni, so put anything you want in the Kli Sheni. Not so fast. So first, there is a concept which we're going to have a lot of, Be'ez Hashem, in the future Shiurim, called Mechzi Kimevashel. Mechzi Kimevashel is, it looks like cooking. So there's going to be a whole world of Durabanans, of Hachzara, of Mechzi Kimevashel. But there is an idea that's quoted in some sources that even putting something into a Kli Sheni, if it's totally cooked, still maybe it looks like cooking. The Mishnah in Shabbos in the 22nd Parak, you have it there in source 27, talks about Kol Shabbat. This is the Mishnah that we've had numerous times already about Ein Bishal Achar Bishal. Kol Shabbat b'chamin me'erev Shabbos, shor nasu b'chamin b'Shabbos. As long as it was cooked before Shabbos, you could cook it on Shabbos. V'chol shaloba b'chamin me'erev Shabbos, and if it wasn't, madich nasu b'chamin b'Shabbos. But if it wasn't cooked before Shabbos, you're allowed to be mediach it. You can't soak it, but you could sprinkle. You could sprinkle hot water on it. Why would you be allowed to sprinkle? You're talking about something that wasn't cooked yet? So what are we talking about here? Are we talking about a Kli Rishon? Are we talking about a Kli Sheni? Totally not clear. So Tosfos, in earlier Masechta Shabbos, Naflamites, that's the Sugyas of Bishol, so Tosfos in source 28 says, if you say like the Rashbam that we saw before, the Rabbeinu Shmuel was the Rashbam that we saw before, if you say Iriska Kli Sheni, then there's no problem here. Something that was not cooked, but if you're sprinkling hot water on it, it's not a problem. But we don't paskin that way. Remember, we paskin Mevashel Kdei Klipa. They should be careful about it. So go to the Rabbeinu Tam, that Iri is Kli Rishon. That's the worst. That's the most chamor. So then you have to say that you're sprinkling it from a Kli Sheni. So why would sprinkling be okay and not putting it in directly if the klisheni is not mevashel anyway? So that is what Tosfos says, mechzi kemevashel. If you put something into a klisheni, people might not know, kli rishon, klisheni, it looks like cooking, and therefore it would be a problem. And the Magen Avraham quotes this idea about soaking things in a klisheni, de mechzi kemevashel, and the Arch HaShabbos as well quotes this chumrah. If it is nikar that you're not putting something in to cook it, but for flavoring, let's say making tea or making something else, putting, so then it's not a problem. It doesn't mechzi kemevashel. People know that you're not putting this in to cook it. The whole thing is a chumra d'rabanan. So, you know, that's Arch HaShabbos says, this is not as lemaisa as the next piece that we're going to see is going to be. Dagli Tal is not even so convinced that we put Shepaskin like that day of Tosfos. There's another day of Tosfos there, not about Mechzi Kemevashel. So therefore, maybe we should go on to the other exception. So this was exception number one. Klisheni is not Mevashel, but if it looks like cooking, maybe it should be a Mevashel. But now we get to the world known as Kalei Bishel. Kalei Bishel, things that cook easily. Let's get into that sugya right now. Kalei Bishel starts with that Mishnah that we have already seen that says there is no Bishel achar Bishel kol Shabbat b'chamin me'erev Shabbos shown also back in source 27. But the Mishnah ends off by saying, but there's an exception to the rule. There's an exception to the rule. The Mishnah said if it was not cooked before Shabbos, you're allowed to sprinkle on it on Shabbos, except for maliach hayashan v'dagim meluchim ketanim v'kul yisis pelanin. These types of fish. Shahadachason zuhi gemar malachtan. Their sprinkling on them is their gemar malacha. What does that mean, gemar malacha? Rashi. Now we get to source 33 on page 39. Says Rashi, shezehu gemar malachtan v'havi bishel. This is their cooking. What do we learn from that Mishnah? There are some things that cook easier, in an easier way, than other things. And that is also quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch, Chinyin Chesef Dalet, even though the Shulchan Aruch quotes, Ein Bishel Beklisheni, right? That was, we know, based on the Gemara. But Vimu Dover Yavish, Lon is Bashel Lefnei Shabbos, Ein Sharon Asob Achamim Shabbos V'Medichin, except for these items, She Einam Tzrichin Bishel Ela Ma'at, V'Atachasin U'Gemar Malachton. So what exactly does that mean? Like what? And it's an Issa D'Araisa, the Gemara says. Yechai V'chatas. It's an Issa D'Araisa to cook things that are Kalei Bishel. The question is, what are Kalei Bishel? How do you define them? The Gemara has discussions about melach, about salt. Could you put salt on something that is in a klisheni, or even in a kli rishon? Maybe the Gemara has 2 days there, Shabbos, Tav, Membeis, whether salt is very easily cooked or very not easily cooked. The Shulchan Aruch says it's very not easily cooked, and therefore it's mutter. Melach, mutter liti latocho, says the Shulchan Aruch in 37. Kivin she'avir me'al eish, once it's off the fire, you can put the salt in, because salt needs like cooking, like a piece of steak. It needs a lot of cooking, so doing this wouldn't be so effective. V'yesh ostrim, there are maz machmir, to put melach even to a klisheni if it's yasso ledespo. Lamaisa, it's very hard to know what's Kali Bishel, what's not Kali Bishel. What do we know? Kli Rishon is Mevashel. Kli Sheni is not Mevashel, but it is Mevashel Kali Bishel. So what are Kali Bishel? We know certain things that are not Kali Bishel. Water, based on the Gemara, maybe salt, but everything else, the Yireim, Reblazer Bimetz. Reblazer Bimetz in Source 39, he says, we don't know. We're not sure. He says, Ein Bishel Tali, lo b'Kli Rishon v'lo b'Kli Sheni. Some things are soft and they cook even in a klisheni. And some don't cook in a kli rishon once it's off the fire. So some cook in a kli rishon, not in a klisheni. Hilkach says the Yireim, Blessed be Metz. Yizar Adam Shalola Hachnis Bishabas Shum Dover Beklisheni. You know, better Lamaisa. Not to put anything into a klisheni. V'yaf b'kli shlishi, she'yatzo ledesbo. Or even in a kli shlishi, he mentions explicitly. As long as it's yatzo ledesbo, she'ein anu b'kiyim b'dvarim rachim v'kashim. We don't know. Mi yum isbasho b'kli sheni, umishu she'inim isbasho. We don't know. The Yirei and Paskins, lochumra, don't put anything into a klisheni. Unless you know vadeh for sure, and the Ramah Paskins that way. The Ramah says, v'odin l'chol dover kasha, she'ine roi lechol klabal oshriya, also l'shroso, t'have gemar malacha, even in a klisheni. The Mishnah Berurah says, according to, you know, this chumra, this would be a blanket chumra, and that's what the Shmir Shabbos also Paskins. In Source 42, Mikivash yeshna ma'achala ma'mizbashim gam b'klisheni. There are things that cook even in a klisheni. Ve'ein anu b'kiyam ladas ba'eluhem. We don't know what they are. Yesh lahachmir v'lomar. Shimimachmir shakodavar shena mavushal. There's an iser bishal, even putting it into a klisheni, if it's still yad soled espo. If it's still yad soled espo. The Chazonish here has a kula. He says, I don't know what you have to be so machmir for. You don't know anything. The Gemara has specific cases of a cliche of Kali Bishal. Right, rove things in the world are not Kali Bishal. The Gemara, the Mishnah, has a few examples of Kali Bishal. How can you say, we don't know, so everything's going to be off limits? The Chazanish says, no. Ein lachmer ak bepas, bread, u'yishim shukfar afui, noach lispashal, other soft things, or maybe like an egg. But this is known as the Chumrah of the Yireim, and that's why many have the practice, Rav Moshe writes this, has a practice of not putting anything into a klisheni, because, you know, just for this Yireim, we don't know what's Kali Bishal. So what about a kli shlishi? So we've spoken about kli rishon, iri kli rishon, what about kli sheni, and what about kli shlishi? What about kli shlishi? So the Yireim, if you remember, mentioned, well, if it's Yad Soled Espo, I'm not even going to put it into a kli shlishi. You should be careful. So the Prima Gadim there says, look in the Shulchan Aruch. When the Shulchan Aruch quoted that Yireim, he did not quote the kli shlishi line. Did not quote the kli shlishi line. That's what the Prima Gadim writes in Source 45 in the Eish Shel Avram. Prima Gadim says that though the Yireim says even a kli shlishi, he assumes from the language of the Shulchan Aruch that would only be by a kli sheni. Laman damar b'sifhei do'oser pas b'kli sheni ha kli shlishi in a kli shlishi shema'ara sanim mimayim tzmunim kli sheni u'misham l'karas katanim yesh l'hakel. That is would be mekel, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah also writes. So there are a number of posts that say kli sheni is the most that you'll get, not a kli shlishi. Kli shlishi for sure is okay. The Chazonish doesn't think so. The Chazonish assumes there's no difference. You know why the poskim don't talk about a kli shlishi? Because there's no difference between a kli sheni and a kli shlishi. Says the Chazonish in Aruch Chaim Simen Nun Beis there in Source 46. Ula inyan kli shlishi b'makom shekli sheni aser kagon pas o betzalim ladas achron ma'amirim. Because of Mishnah Berurah, Prima Gadim is Adil Hakel. The Prima Gadim is Mako by a Kli Shlishi. Says the Chazonish, I don't know why. V'lo matzinu makor lechalek bein sheni l'shlishi. I don't know what the svar is. The Gemara says Kli Sheni is not Mavashal, but Kali Bishal it is. So maybe Kli Shlishi too. V'im dvar mispashlim b'sheni mispashlim b'shlishi. V'ena davar tali ela b'cham hamayim. Shiu chamim shayasol edespo. You know why it's not discussed? Because it's for sure l'chumra. There's no difference between Kli Sheni and Kli Shlishi. Rav Moshe Feinstein, this is one of those psukim that shook the world, that much of the world is somechan. Rav Moshe says, you know why it's not read anywhere? Because it's for sure lakula. Kali Bishal might cook in a klisheni, but a klishlishi, even if it's boiling hot, klishlishi is for sure not mavashal. Says Rav Moshe in Aruch Chaim Chelek Dalet, Siman Ayin Dalet, Lani is daiti. This is the tshuva written to Rabbi Eider. L'dayti lo nira kla lomar dikat v'ramash v'zvashle b'kli shlishi. I don't think so. I don't think things will cook in a kli shlishi. D'lo matzinu el shem b'kli sheni yesh v'ramah v'zvashlem. U'memela me'achar she'en anu yodim yesh leser kol davar. Kli sheni, you got the chumra of the Yireim because you don't know better. U'b'kli shlishi lo matzinu. This is Rav Moshe. This is Rav Ovadia. And this is many. Hold kli shlishi, do whatever you want. Kli sheni, you're not sure, so be machmir. Kli shlishi, do whatever you want. And this is what the Archa Shabbos summarizes, and other Lamaisa poskim summarize what to do. What to do? Mutter os memhei, you have it there in Source 48. Mutter lidei chelav mefustar, yeah, pasteurized milk into a kli sheni, right? Because that is already cooked. That's pasteurized. Ein bishal achabishal. Yish lahakel iten avkat kafe nameis. What about coffee? Beklishin is bashal b'shas yitzur b'klisheni. If it's already processed, put into a klisheni. V'yesh omrim, some say, just put into a klishlishi. Rav Moshe says that's what his practice always is. Put everything in a klishlishi. You don't have to be get confused. Is this kali bishal? Is this one of the exceptions to the rule? Just put everything into a klishlishi, and you rely on Rav Moshe and Rav Avadia in that way. The Pnini Halacha discusses what about making what's called a manachama, one of those soups. So again, the noodles in there, like a noodle soup, the noodles in there are already pre-cooked and they're just dehydrated. The water's taken out. And what about those vegetables? Most of the time, they're also just dehydrated. The spices, the poskim say, might not have been cooked. But lamaisa, use a klishlishi. Use a klishlishi, so then lachora, it is okay. Anyway, no matter what. If it's not a soup, but it's like a puree, like it's going to end up being mashed potatoes or couscous, that's more of a problem. because that's lisha. That's not our malacha now, but that would be kneading with a K. But the Pnini Halacha of Malamed says in 49, Avakli shlishi enem avashel, lefichach mutar lachin manach hamashel marak oshel orez al yedei sheyiru mayim chamem miklisheni. You pour it in. Iru klisheni is like a klishlishi. Look over, that's what the post comes to say. Irikli rishon, that's a machlokas, what it is. Irikli shlishi, irikli sheni into a klishlishi, look over, that's like a klishlishi. Veichshash be irik miklisheni, hovalo yadua shahamana hachama mikali bishol, and therefore that would be okay, and that's what the quotes in OU Kashrus halacha statement, the Mishnah Berurah, permissible to place bread in a klishlishi, vechulu. Just one must to make sure that it is things are cooked. So a couple of applications. Maybe we'll talk about again in the future shiurim other elements of bishul, bishul acharafia. But interesting. I don't know if we're going to discuss it here, so I'll just mention it now before I forget. What about a ladle? What about a ladle? Like your bowl on Shabbos, is that a klisheni or a klishlishi? So it's going from the pot to the ladle to your bowl. Is the ladle called a separate kli? It goes into the pot of kli rishon. So that's a machlokas haposkin. Some say that early achronim, right? The matzeket, the taz, and the marshal discussed this 500 years ago. Some say that's called, the ladle's a kli rishon. It goes into the kli rishon pot. It gets hot. And then you put it into the bowl. It's a kli sheni. That's a big chumrah. Or do you say no? Do you say that the bowl, the ladle is a kli sheni? It wasn't on the fire. Right, and therefore the ladle's cliche and the bowl's a klishlishi. So there's a machlok, there's a stira in the Mishnah Berurah. It seems to be two different netios, but the Minchas Yitzchak and the Tshuva writes, maybe it's a sveka dadina. So regarding the ladle itself, we'll treat it like a klisheni. But because it's rishon or sheni, I'm sorry, we'll treat it like a kli rishon. We'll be machmir for the ladle, because the question is rishon or sheni, rishon. But regarding the sveka dina, regarding whether the bowl is a sheni or shlishi, will be makel by the bowl. We'll consider the ladle a kli rishon, maybe because it goes in, but regarding the bowl, we'll call it a kli shlishi. So, however, that seems to be the minog, that we treat the bowl as a kli shlishi, and therefore you can do whatever you want, put matzah into the bowl, and the like, if you rely on the kli shlishi heter. What about making tea on Shabbos? Making tia shabbos lamaisa, so using everything that we have discussed. So the Aruch HaShulchan, Aruch HaShulchan does not believe in klishlishi. Does not believe in the heter of klishlishi. So the Aruch HaShulchan says it's a problem because people make tea, and even if they use a klishlishi, says the Aruch HaShulchan is not mutter. Source 51. Zaha esif shekaren te shema'aron aleim chamin v'davar yadua shebishulan kal. Right, it's easily cooked. V'afilu b'klisheni misbashlin. K'moshin in a rose. Look, it becomes dark. So you see it's being cooked. So therefore, you're for sure, it's a, for sure a problem. V'rabim nechshalom bazeh b'tayno shel hevel. And people are makel and they're mistaken. I think you're cooking the tea. And therefore the Aruch HaShulchan says it's a problem. V'prashi neinu roh shem izbashlom v'klisheni. You see it's cooked in v'klishlishi shebishulan kal. Rav Moshe Feinstein says, I don't understand. You see it? Why? Because it gets colored? Getting colored has nothing to do with cooking. Even iced tea gets colored, says Rav Moshe. So I don't understand the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan is saying, like, towards the end of the piece of Rav Moshe, in Source 52, Umasharoan anu beinenu, that which we see with our eyes, shem misadmin hamayin, the water's getting red, ze'enu inyan bishul, daf bikarim mamish, even cold, misadmin b'meshach zman. So he's not sure what the Aruch HaShulchan means by that, but Rav Moshe says, anyway, I think klishlishi is okay. I think klishlishi is okay, and therefore make tea in a klishlishi. Put the tea bag in a klishlishi, says Rav Moshe. Put it in a klishlishi. Rav Malamed also, Rav Bisyan Abishol, put the tea bag in a klishlishi. The Mishnah Berurah seems to be machmir, lechat chila for sure, and he says, and this is what many do also, to make tea essence before Shabbos. The best, according to the Mishnah Berurah, is to make the essence, put the tea in boiling hot water before Shabbos, then leave that hot water on the blech, and then just add that, because then it's ein bishul achar bishul by lach, if it's not nistanin lagamre. So some say to do that, some say at least to make the tea essence, because the tea essence at least is ein bishul achar bishul, while the tea bags would be not mavushal at all. So, you know, this is the, it seems like klishlishi is a safe way to go. Rav Schechter quotes from Rav Salvechik, who quoted Rashema's grandfather, that they didn't think tea were kali bishul at all, and therefore they just put tea, they didn't need a kli shlishi, right? That's what he quotes in the Nefesh HaRav. You have that on page 56. Mishnah Berurah about tea. V'Rabbeinu Amar Bazeh Alashon. Sasaba Shalosh Medaktik B'Mitzvahs. His grandfather, Reb Chaim, was also a Medaktik B'Mitzvahs. V'Yemishtamish B'Sakiyotei B'Kli Sheni. V'Yafu Ayinoeg Acher of Lahakel Bazeh Gamkein. Then what could be make? Good. One or two other issues that come up in the sugya of Bishul. Again, this is all within Bishul Daraisa. We didn't get to Bishul Darabanan yet. The future Shi'urim would be about Bishul Darabanan, the three sugyas of Shehiyah, Hachazara, and Hatmana. This is still Bishul Daraisa. We've spoken so far about Yad Soledisbo as being the Shi'ur. The Chai Adam came up with a new phrase in Hilchos Shabbos. Yad Nichvesbo. Scalded. Even hotter than Yad Soledisbo. The Chai Adam says, if something is Yad Nichvesbo, then for sure it cooks klisheni, klishlishi, anything. Yad Nichvesbo. The Chai Adam gets this from a Mishnah in Maisros and the Rambam in Hilchas Maiser. We know that to be, if I go out to a field and pick something, pick an apple and eat it there, there's no chiv of Maisros yet. That's called achila sarai. That's called snacking. But once I bring it into my house, and then I make it into a pile, and I smooth out the pile, that's called meruach, so then you're chayiv in Maisros. But there are certain events that are koveil of Maisros, even before you bring it into the house. Shabbos is koveil of Maisros, Mekach selling it, and Bishul. Bishul is koveil of Maisros. What type of cooking? So that's what the Rambam says. That's what the Rambam uses the lashon of Yad Nichvesbo. The Rambam in Hilchos Maiser in Source 58. V'im hayacham, talking about if it's cooked in a klisheni, that's not called bishul for Hilchos Maiseros. V'im hayacham biyoser, kedei sheyichves hayad. If it's very hot, that it burns the hand, then lo yitin latocho, that's mavasha. So you see from Hilchos Maiseros, there's a concept called yan nichvesbo. So the Chai Adam borrows that from Hilchos Maiseros and says, it's the same thing in Hilchos Shabbos. Same thing in Hilchos Shabbos, yad nichvesbo. The Chazon Ish says that this is based on Yerushalmi. So first of all, maybe the Bavli argues on the Yerushalmi. The Bavli, we never have such a Lashon in this context. And number two, even if it's not a Machlokes, who says that applies in Hilchos Shabbos? Maybe it's only Halach in Hilchos Maiser. And therefore the Chazon Ish does not think that we pass in this way. Though he says it's hard to be Makel in Hilchos Shabbos in this regard. Mikol Makom, the Chazon Ish says in Source 60, Kashal HaHakel B'Yisr Shabbos. You can't even use a klisheni if it's yad nichvesbo for anything. Rav Avadia says there is no need to be machmer like this chayi adam, and therefore you could put cold milk, which is not kali bishul, cold milk into a klisheni, even when it's hot enough to scald the hand. Says the Rav Avadia and Yabia Omer nearly alach lamaisa lahaki alitin chalav karlato kes kafe afapi sheyasoledes the nichves mimenu. So that's yad nichvesbo. One more important sugya regarding Bishul, and that's Magus. Magus is stirring. So we know stirring is part of the Bishul process. The Gemara Maseches Beitza, Daf Lamed Daled, source number 62, on page 54. This Gemara says, if somebody brings the fire, and somebody brings the matches, and somebody stirs, that's all part of the Bishul process, and one could be chayef for Bishul da'araisa. Why is that? Why is stirring part of the Bishul da'araisa? Because let's say if I have something that is not fully cooked yet, and I stir it on the fire, so then I'm moving items around in the pot. Stuff that was a little further from the fire gets a little closer to the fire. Makarev bishulo. That's also something that's Bishul on Shabbos. That's Bishul on Shabbos. If I move something closer to the fire that was further from the fire, that's even though it would have cooked in a certain amount of time, I move it closer, that's Bishul. If something is not fully cooked, then I put a cover on it, so the temperature goes up. Anything that's Makarev Bishulo is Aser. So Pashtus Magus is an example of Makarev Bishulo. I stir it, it doesn't get burned, it cooks better. And the Gemara Shabbos is also Mashma, that Magus is an Iser d'Oraisa. So that applies when something is not fully cooked, I stir it, I'm going to be Chayev d'Oraisa. Then came the Kolbo. Kolbo wanted the Rishonim, the Kolbo says something that we don't fully understand, but we're machmer like the Kolbo, even though lachadchila, at least, even though we don't fully understand it, even the Mishnah Berurah says, I'm not sure why this is. The Kolbo says that one shouldn't stir something that even if it's fully cooked, so there's no Bishul d'Araisa. Remember we said Machlokas Rambam Rashba about Bishul. The Rashba says up until Machlo Ben Jusoy, after that there's no more Bishul d'Araisa. We're machmer like the Rambam. Up until Mavushal Kol Tzarcho is Bishul d'Araisa, but after Mavushal Kol Tzarcho, so there's no more Bishul d'Araisa. The Kolbo says you should not stir something that's Mavusha Kol Tzarcho while it's on the fire. That's the Chumra of the Kolbo. The Kaimalon, source 65, the Megis Chayev Mishum Mavashel Afilu B'Kedair Mavusheles Kolzman Shehi Ala Ish. Why? The Prima Gadim says stirring does something super, even more than cooking. The Mishnah Berurah in the Shaar HaTzion says, I don't understand. It's fully cooked. You can't do better than cooking. Hagasa, which is a form of cooking, can do better than cooking. Mr. Burr in the Shaar HaTzion says, "V'lo eda hatam, d'maya diva hagasa mi bishul mamish." How is this better? You can't be mevashal something that's fully cooked. There's no bishul daraisa when it's fully cooked. For sure, it's not aser b'dieved. If somebody did this, it's not going to aser the food because we don't fully understand this. But this is the chumra of the kolbo. The chumra of the kolbo. Why? Where did it come from? Probably because maybe he's nervous that there are some pieces that are not fully cooked. You think the chalent is fully cooked. Maybe it's not. And if you stir it, you're going to violate. Lamaisa, we're machmer like the kolbo l'chadchila. And therefore, let's say I want to stir the chalent. I want to make sure it doesn't stick. It's fully cooked. So I shouldn't stir it while it is in the crock pot. I should take it out. We're going to learn about all the ways that you have to take it out and put it back in. It's got to be a covered fire. It's got to be... So with all of that, l'charchila, I should set up a system where I'm able to take it out and then stir it and then put it back in. What if I don't want to stir it? I just want to take some out. I want to ladle some out. It's Friday night. I want to have a little chalent. Do I have to take the whole thing out and then put it back and then take it out and then put it back in? The answer is yes, l'charchila. Yes, l'charchila, because of this kolbo. Not just stirring, because when you ladle something, then everything moves around and takes the place of the other food that it was around, and that's like a form of stirring. Ladling. So that's the Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchos Shabbos, Perakim al Halacha Yud Aleph 69, Osir l'haklas b'akriv l'kadeir b'shabbos, ala eish, l'hozim ha'ad b'shabbos eish emegis, v'zeh mitzarchi ha'bishol. If something is not fully cooked, you can't stick a ladle in there. That's part of bishol. And the Ravid argues, but the Shulchan Aruch says, passing like the Rambam, that if something is not mevushal kol tzarcho, this is not the kolbo. This is not mevushal kol tzarcho. If lo mezadar kol tzarcho, ein motziin bakaf mehem. But b'neishim megis, that's a form of megis of stirring. V'ikam mishim mevashel. And the Rama adds that even where the food is removed from the fire, even if it's off the fire, one shouldn't take it with a spoon. L'charchili yesh lizarav b'kedera b'chol inyan. Mr. Brewer says that the Rama means that one shouldn't spoon out the contents of the pot, but pour it out directly. Pour the whole thing out. Then Mr. Brewer says that the Haskamas HaBoskim is not like the Rama. We don't have to go that far in the Chumra. Right? That just means take it off the fire. Take it off the fire, then Mr. Brewer says, Ayin achronim delo nehigin lahachmer bazeh. You don't have to go so far. There's a Chumra, agabe Chumra of the Rama. But just megis, and therefore not to stir it while it is on the fire, and not to ladle it out while it is on the fire. And that's why the Archa Shabbos says in 75, Ein lahotzi b'kaf tafshel mikedera ha'omedes ala ish. You shouldn't take it out. Take it out with a ladle. Mishum hotzazu ma'areves as a tafshel, because it gets mixed around. V'hainu af kasher tafshel mavushel kol tzarcho. Even if it is fully cooked, that is the chumra of the kolbo. I might add that it's not just stirring and not just ladling out. Some poskim say, even let's say I want to take the cover off. I want to take the cover off and just look how it's doing. Or somebody once described to me a chalent facial. I'm not going to eat the chalent right now, but I just want to put my face over it and breathe in. That's Oneg Shabbos. So according to this, it could be that that also shouldn't be done, because putting the cover back on is helping the bishul process. So you should take it off, then take the cover off, chalent facial, put the cover back on, and then put it back on. Anything while it's on the fire, we shouldn't do it. Sometimes it's impossible. What if it's a very heavy pot and we're going to learn about the details of taking it off and holding it and kavana? What if you can't do it? So Rav Avadia says, if there's a makom tzarech that you can't do it, then as long as it's fully cooked, you can ladle it out. The whole thing is a chumra. And if you're not stirring, you're just stirring memela because you're ladling it out. So Rav Avadia says in the Chazon Avadia, that would be okay if need be. Mutal hachnas batzekas okav likderas hatafshal b'shabis, mavusha kol tzarecho to take it out, kishi tzarech, when there's a tzarech to leave the pot on the fire. Good. The other couple of other issues. What about, is it only with a spoon? What about just taking a fork and I want to take out a potato? Is that called stirring? So in the Chodesh Shari of Issa Karela, it talks about maybe one can be makel there because you're not even stirring, unless you say stirring means something, part of the food is going to take the spot of where the food was, and therefore even taking a fork and taking out a potato, all the food is going to go where that spot was. So it could be that that would be usser as well. Others say also, if it's liquid, if it's all liquid, maybe there's no issue because it's all moving around as it is. Maybe this only applies to solids, not to liquids. Okay, but either way, this is stirring. So we discussed a lot today. We discussed Kli Rishon, Iri Kli Rishon, Kli Sheni, Kli Shlishi, Dover Gush, stirring, making tea, Yan Nichves Bo. A lot going on here in the second shiur regarding Bishol. Again, Servei Rabbanan, volume number 18, we had a Haskalah. Okay, we'll stop here.